All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Mondays. That means Mondays with Sandy Williams on the line. Gary from Sussex. And Sandy, you were saying, and I want to say this before we bring Gary and Sandy back on. You know, Gary represents a really large swath of people in this country, and he's a good guy. I am not saying I've met him. We've had breakfast. His heart is right, and you know, he sees things from, you know, his.
Well, look, America has been very, very good to a lot of people, very good to a lot of people. And there's been immigrants who've come here, and second-generation immigrants are the most successful cohort in America. So it can be very good to people who come here very quickly. And so there's no question that it is a place of great opportunity. But we just have to do a self-evaluation to figure out that there are a bunch of people who live in this country who don't experience the access to that great opportunity. And, you know, we can ask why, and we can say that, well, it might have to do with circumstances that relate to those people particularly. But, okay, it's circumstances, but we should do a deep dive into what those circumstances are. There have been books written, that book Evicted, that was about the Milwaukee urban area, that did a very good job of looking into the history of how it is that we have these social problems that become economic problems, that become an issue of access to opportunity. And so, Gary, I'm not at all hypercritical of what you're saying, because I do think for a whole cadre of people, America is a place of great opportunity, and it's a place of greater opportunity than a number of other countries in the world. I mean, there are a bunch of countries in the world that actually are more successful than America in many ways. In Northern Europe, we can list a number of them who have higher per capita GDP, better standards of living on average, better education outcomes, better health access, et cetera. Higher measures of human satisfaction when they do polling. I mean, you can do essentially all the Scandinavian countries and Germany and a number of Northern European countries who seem to do better. But that doesn't mean we aren't doing that. That this isn't a great place. It probably is a great place. I simply am at an age a little older than yours, hoping that we can make it a greater place. And instead of being self-satisfied with what we've got and criticizing the people who want to make it greater, I think we should all put our shoulder to the wheel like you are and make this place greater.
Go ahead, Gary. Gary, go ahead.
Do we lose Gary?
Yeah, maybe we lost Gary.
Try and call back if you... You are, Gary.
Go ahead, Gary.
Oh, I'm here. You, Sandy, when you see something, you call it the way you see it, and I really appreciate it. And you know what? There's times that you say things that I think some of your listeners are not going to want to hear because you're telling the truth. And I appreciate that, and that's why I like listening to you. I have a friend of mine, which is a customer. My wife took care of their kids.
Hey Gary, does it mean I'm not telling the truth?
Oh, no.
Only joking, man.
Listen,
go ahead.
It's the Earl Ingram Show. It's not the Sandy Williams Show. You know?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Not yet.
So the thing is this. He's a good friend. We raised both of his kids. My wife babysat from infants until they went to kindergarten. And like I said, he's a customer of mine. But he is a liberal, and he's on our school board out in Sussex. And I am running against him, and I told him, because I know he's running next year for re-election. I'm directly going right against him. And he looked at me and said, go ahead, you know. And so I'm really looking forward to that. The thing is, I look at life the way it is. When I've been in some of these really poor countries, I remember one time this mom and her little boy was about 3 years old. He was taking cans and crushing them and trying to get some money for the cans. As people walk by, they give him those cans, you know. So I went up to the kid and I said, can I get my picture taken with you? Well, they didn't speak English, so I kind of made a motion. So I took we got a picture taken with him. I gave him $10. And it's like, that's more money than this poor kid made in one day.
But Gary, you probably were vacationing in Belize, but have you ever vacationed at 27th and...
Sandy just took the words out of my mouth.
Do you know where I'm at right now? Right now I'm at 37th in Silver Spring.
Gary, I get it. I mean, I understand your business and you go and do the thing you do.
I go wherever anybody needs help.
I know. But Sandy's point is absolutely 100% correct.
I was on vacation in Belize.
You wouldn't believe that there are poor and hungry people in this country, would you? You don't believe that.
Well, no, there are.
Okay, so.
But the thing is, when I say this is the greatest country in the world, it's just the same thing. It's like, if I ask anybody, who has the best mom in the world? They're all going to say, well, my mom is. The thing is, that's why, look at.
Hey, Gary.
Let me ask you something, Gary. Let me ask you something.
How can it be, you and I both are similar in age, we both live in this country, you see the country as the greatest nation on earth, and I'm in this country and I don't see that? Can you even begin to think how that can possibly be? We're both born in this country almost at the same time, and you see it as the greatest nation on earth, and I don't see it that way. Why do you think there's a difference in how we see it?
Sandy was right when he said that we do have the greatest opportunities to succeed in this country.
All of us don't.
I said that, but I said all of us don't have access to those opportunities, and so there are barriers. There are barriers to that access. Earl was off the record talking about his access to a mortgage, and you know, Earl, describe you.
Well, so clearly early on, and I'm just one of many. And it goes even back to my father, who worked hard, didn't ask for a handout. American Motors, came here, worked hard like anybody else, never asked for a handout.
Your income was essentially upper middle class.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah.
But yet, we didn't get an opportunity. He didn't get an opportunity to buy a home outside of a certain area until 1967 with the open housing marches. You don't know anything about that, do you? But the open housing marches.
I grew up in Milwaukee.
My point is, if the country was so great, why do we have to have open housing marches? The point I'm making to you is, it has not been equal. What was it? If it's not equal, that's the issue. Why was it not equal?
Okay, well, let me just ask you a question. This will answer it for you, okay? If you take a young man, 16 years old, and he goes to working at, let's say Walmart or something like that. He works harder than anybody else. The manager says, hey, who can work Saturday because we're short? We got a big sale come up or something like that. Oh, I'll work Saturday. Oh, okay. Oh, who can work Sunday? Who can work Sunday? Oh, I'll work Sunday. Well, you know what? What's going to happen? In a couple of years, they're going to see what this kid has done, worked harder than anybody else.
Gary,
and then all the next thing you know,
Gary,
he's going to be the night manager.
I know you really believe that. But that therein lies the issue. Lies the problem. You refuse to accept what happened in this country, and what has happened and continues to happen.
You say happened
and continues to happen.
That puts it in history.
Right.
I think it's happening.
Okay, you're happening.
Happening. Yeah.
Hey, yeah. We've got to go, Gary. Thank you very much.
Yes. Thanks for all the time.
You guys on the phone. We'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. Sandy Williams is on Monday. It's Monday, so Mondays with Sandy Williams. We'll be right back.